Anti-cyberbullying. How can cyberbullying be prevented? Parents and teachers need to educate young people about what is appropriate to write, post, or share online. Rules need to be established for safe use of the internet, cell phones, and other electronic devices. Parents also need to monitor use of these devices. Monitoring can be done through active participation or through the use of software. Keep in mind, filtering and blocking software alone cannot keep young users safe or prevent them from bullying others or accessing inappropriate content. Everyone, but especially children, should protect their passwords and private information, even from best friends. If others find out your password, change it immediately. Also, when using social media, set up privacy controls restricting access of your online profile to friends only. No one should open messages, emails, text messages, instant messages, or IMs, etc., from people they don't know or from known bullies. These messages should be deleted without opening them or reading the content. They could contain viruses that automatically infect the electronic device when opened. It is important to remember to log out of online accounts. And don't save passwords in form fields within websites or web browsers for convenience. Leaving an account open can give someone else access to pose as you online using your account. According to Eyes on Bullying, bystanders also have the power to play a key role in preventing or stopping bullying. Some bystanders directly intervene by discouraging the bully, defending the victim, or redirecting the situation away from bullying. Other bystanders get help by rallying support from peers to stand up against the bullying or by reporting bullying to adults. Finally, in keeping with the central theme of folk singer Peter Yarrow's Operation Respect, we need to work together to create a climate where we say, we don't do that here. We all need to understand and reinforce the importance of how everyone should always be treated with respect and dignity, in person and in cyberspace. For more information about anti-bullying and anti-cyberbullying, go online to Operation Respect at www.operationrespect.org and to the Cyberbullying Research Center at www.cyberbullying.us. Reference box. Think before you post. Don't post when you're angry or upset. You might express something you'll regret later. Also consider whether what you're about to write or the photo or video you're ready to post is something you want your parents, grandparents, teachers, or complete strangers to see. Ask yourself, how would I feel if someone posted this about me? If you might be embarrassed or get in trouble for your action later, this is probably not worth sharing now. Remember, even after comments, photos, video, etc. have been deleted from the internet, this content never completely goes away. Newspaper activity. Use technology for good. Protect against the bad. Look through recent editions of the newspaper, print or electronic, for stories about new inventions and discoveries. As a class and/or family, discuss whether each could be used to promote respect, peace, or understanding. Consider ways some may be misused to spread disrespect. Think about how people could and should guard against these misuses.
This is one of six newspaper and education features created to educate and prompt discussion about bullying and cyberbullying. Sponsored by the New York Newspapers Foundation. Produced by the New York News Publishers Association Newspaper and Education Program, and reviewed by Operation Respect, 2012.